Finally, for specific differential phase, still look for values greater than 1 degree per kilometer, as seen here. But recall from the idealized thresholds that we can put a cap of 4.0 degrees per kilometer for KDP. This is because the more extreme values, like the area of 4 to 7 degrees per kilometer near the rear flank downdraft, are a result of melting hail. The melting hail artificially increases the KDP values because the radar is fooled into thinking they're really large drops. This can have quite negative results on rain rate calculations in these areas, and we frequently see high biased rainfall because of it. So I can't stress this enough. When you see KDP greater than 4 degrees per kilometer in areas of rain-hail mix, know that your dual-pole rainfall rates will be artificially high. Yes, you should still focus on those locations for highest rain rates, but don't trust the rate or QPE output directly. Mentally hedge estimates down in these locations. Finally, you may notice some areas where KDP isn't calculated. Recall that KDP values will not display in areas of CC less than 0.9. This is a good gut check that's built into the 88D dual pole algorithm because if the radar beam is too non-uniform, it doesn't want you to estimate liquid water content.